Hello and welcome to Talent Takes Time, conversations with people in the sports broadcasting industry to help you understand how to get into it and how to stay at the very top. I'm delighted to be able to introduce you to Rob Nuffman. He's one of the most useful people you can speak to if you want to enter this industry and get better within it. Rob is a presenter and journalist himself, regularly conducting interviews with football players and managers at matches for Five Live. But he's also the BBC's go-to man when it comes to training up its talent. He's worked with pretty much everyone you'll have heard on the Beeb, giving them tips and tricks to make the job look easy. I've been lucky enough to have benefited from his training too. We begin with a little intro into who he's been working with over the years.
Well, I'm very lucky that at the BBC I've been asked to work with most of the guys and gals that you see on Match of the Day. I was the radio producer for Gary Lineker right at the start of his BBC career. And what is really fortunate from my point of view is that all of the people that I'm asked to work with, by and large, come from a training environment. They're used to being coached and they're very open to receiving blunt feedback. And what I've noticed over the years is some of the, how shall I put it, professional broadcasters who've just done broadcasting in their careers and not had a high-profile sporting career, they can be a lot more sensitive to blunt feedback. But a lot of those who's come from a sporting background relish it, and all they're interested in is make me better. And that's a great place for any coach to be in.
And that's exactly what Rob does, takes talent and makes it better. Because the industry is so competitive, you have to be at the very top of your game to stay in it. Rob continues with some advice on how to find your niche.
It is competitive. There are a number of different opportunities. And I think one of the skills you need is to be able to look across the whole landscape and see something that particularly appeals to you. But you're going to need much more than just a love of football. It will stand you in good stead. A real good core knowledge will, it won't do you any harm whatsoever. But you need a lot of other skills in addition to that. Most notably, you will need a never-ending curiosity. You've got to be curious about the whole sport. What makes people tick? Why teams are playing well, why players are playing well, and having a curiosity about what is going to engage your audience, which is very important. And then you need resilience, because it's a subjective business. You can go and show your piece, whether it's a piece of broadcasting or some writing, to 10 different people. You are likely to get multiple opinions about that piece. Some people will like it, some won't. Some will like your voice, some won't. And you've just got to be able to take the slings and arrows as they come at you. You've got to take on board some of the constructive feedback, and you've just got to be ready to go again.
I'm so pleased Rob spoke about rejection and resilience from the off, because no one enjoys rejection, but some people use it as their fuel. I get asked a lot what I would recommend in order to enter this industry, and the truth is, as I've said on previous episodes, there is no one pathway. As someone who's seen so many enter the industry, I ask Rob what he would recommend.
I don't think there is anything that I would recommend, and I think it's one of the strengths of the industry that people do come from very different backgrounds and have entered the industry in different ways. I think if there was a funnel from which, through that spout, everybody was spat out, and everybody had come up through that way, a lot of output would sound and look very similar. I think it is important that people do come from a very different route, and that diversity is a good thing for the industry. So the advice that I would give is, if you are studying academically at the moment, make sure that your academic studies are your priority and that you do as well as possible, because it is not going to do you any harm to get good academic qualifications. If you've gone down the more practical route and you are perhaps doing a journalism course, or you may have joined a local paper, or you're just writing for a website, then do that to the best of your ability, but don't think that I need to be doing something specific. I think it is really important just to have as broad a background as possible.
I've spoken about this on previous episodes, but I want to highlight it again. Nothing is a waste. My degree in psychology, for example, may have seemed a world away from football journalism, but I use my knowledge all the time to understand sports psychology, the way players' minds work, and my interviewing technique too. I have a natural curiosity about the way people's minds work, and that leads me down a certain line of questioning. My years behind the camera are another example. Writing scripts, editing, and rolling autocue, they all help so much when presenting live TV. And I echo, study hard, a good work ethic is your best friend. But ultimately, practical experience is what everyone is looking for, and that is down to you.
You've got to get yourself out there. It's not going to happen by magic. Nobody's going to wave a magic wand over you and say, crikey, you are exactly the person that we've been looking for, unless you have some sort of track record and you can show people that you have talent, and it's there in a way in black and white. So the advice is, keep as many options open as possible. If you're following the academic route, do your academic studies. It's not going to harm you in any way. But try, nearer the time, to have as broad an experience base as possible.
But once you have the background and experience and you're ready to enter the industry, the next most important thing is practice and repetition, as the name of the podcast suggests. And Rob explains why it's so important.
If you are not relaxed, and you to be relaxed, you've got to have a considerable amount of experience under your belt, because inevitably, at the start, you are likely to be second-guessing yourself, thinking, is this the right thing to be saying? Am I saying it in the right way? Does my voice, is it strong enough? Is it clear enough? And you can be asking yourself all of these questions while trying to get your message across. Now, that's not a good thing. What you want to be doing is have a mind that is clear and relaxed, because when it is, you will communicate well and you will know the story that you are telling.
Rob is full of advice, but one of the more quirky yet practical tips he explained to me came from Cliff Morgan, a former rugby player, commentator, and eventual head of BBC Sport.
As a broadcaster, he used to say to all of us, the best broadcasters, I can see their teeth. And we used to say, you can see their teeth? What on earth does that mean? And he said, because from a sporting point of view, they're smiling at me. They're talking about something that they are genuinely passionate about, enthusiastic about, and they have a smile in their voice. That is so important. Broadcasting is a performance. You need to be authentic. You don't want to be Coco the Clown. But on the other hand, you have got to be able to generate enthusiasm and a passion for what you're talking about. And the moment your teeth disappear, and my teeth are going to disappear very soon, suddenly, I am making not a particularly interesting sound. And you have got to park that, and you've got to want to just pick things up and communicate and engage with your audience. And to do that, show us your teeth.
This advice may seem strange, but I will second it. On one of my very first jobs at Yeovil Town Football Club in about 2000, a cameraman at the BBC told me some valuable advice. Don't be embarrassed to practice your lines out loud, he told me. It's not showing a weakness to practice. Do it. Louder and louder, pacing up and down if you like. Even the most experienced presenters still do it. In my early years, I would practice in front of a mirror or speak along with radio and TV presenters, copying their pace and mannerisms. Even now, though, after a 20-year career, I say my lines out loud. I took his advice. Don't be afraid to show those teeth and read out loud. I want to talk about the brutal truth about the pay and about the unsociable hours. Of course, everyone knows it's unsociable, but I don't think some people quite realise this is an everyday job, isn't it? You never switch off because the news rolls so quickly. If you miss a day, you've missed one of the most important stories, perhaps.
Yep, this is the slightly less glamorous side of the job. You're quite right. They are long hours. You're quite often outside if you're lucky enough to go and cover football matches. Certainly in mid-January and February, you can be losing touch with your toes. It gets unbelievably cold. You can be hungry and a bit miserable. That said, it is not the same as climbing the north face of the Eiger. It is still enjoyable, and you just need to get yourself well prepared. And that takes many forms in terms of right clothing, eating well, keeping your energy levels up, but also preparing your mind for the fact that things will be perhaps not as glamorous as some may think sports broadcasting is. There are going to be moments where you're hanging around and waiting for long periods, waiting for a manager or a player to come and speak to you for an interview. And you've then got to be able to turn on that level of enthusiasm and energy when they eventually appear.
To use a football analogy, it's like being a goalkeeper and being ready to make that crucial save. You have to keep yourself alert at all times. And I will say, it's tough. That ecstatic enthusiasm you feel when a game has just ended needs to be inside you, even if you've had to wait for 20 minutes for a player to appear, so that you can take them back in the zone and get the right answer. It's not just about what you ask, but just as much about how you ask it. So as with every episode of Talent Takes Time, I close out with Rob's top tip.
Well, top tips, they come down to a number of key words. The first one is enthusiasm. You have got to remain eternally enthusiastic. You need a passion for what you're doing, because if that passion and enthusiasm wanes, you will be overtaken by others who have got it in abundance. You need resilience to be able to take knocks as they come along. Inevitably, I think, most people do suffer knocks in their career. They're passed over for various positions. Somebody else is given it. It's very competitive. So you've got to have good people around you who you can have a bit of a moan to, who you can just build yourself up again subsequently. And then you need that endless curiosity. You've got to be interested in what you're doing, interested in the people involved in sport, what makes them tick, why are they successful, and finding different ways of doing the same sort of piece. That curiosity is really important. And the last bit of curiosity is watching a lot of your friends and family and how they consume their football and sports coverage. Be mindful of certain trends, things which are popular. Why are they popular? Why do they make a connection with an audience? And often it's your friends and family that you have contact with that you're going to get the best feedback from as to why something is interesting. And that level of curiosity is also really key in understanding how the industry is going to develop and move forward.
Passion, resilience, and endless curiosity. Top, top advice from Rob as ever. And remember it, people pay good money for Rob's training, and you are getting it all for free. That's all from this episode of Talent Takes Time. I'll see you very soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of Talent Takes Time. The series is written and presented by me, Alison Bender. Gary Hayes produces the podcast with me, and our consultant producers are Neil Pacchietto and Nick Lapworth. Talent Takes Time is part of the Highway 61 network. For more podcasts like this, head over to highway61.media. That's HWY61.media, where you can listen to narrative series across all sports. And remember, if you want some free advice from me and to download my free ebook with tips on getting into the industry, everything is available on my website, alisonbender.com. And make sure you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. You'll find me at AliBenderTV.